Malone started after Stephanie. The police had told Malone not to leave, but he needed to find her. His thoughts were a tangle of curiosity and apprehension. Something was unfolding, and it wasn't good. He spotted Stephanie ahead as she disappeared into a building. He trotted forward and saw Peter Hansen's bookshop, not one of Malone's friends. He saw Stephanie inside talking to Hansen. As the two retreated deeper into the store, Malone slipped in. He spotted them inside Hansen's office. Malone positioned himself behind a row of shelves and grabbed a book, pretending to read.
"I need the book we spoke about," Stephanie said. "Tonight. You said there would be no problem buying it at the Roskilde auction."
Malone was familiar with the auction. The town's antique book dealers convened once a quarter for a sale that brought buyers from all over Europe. Hansen chuckled.
"Americans, all alike. The world revolves around you."
"My husband said you were a man who could find the unfindable. The book I want is already found. I just need it purchased."
"Why is this book so important? I've never heard of it. Its author is unknown."
"It's none of your business."
"Why don't you buy it yourself?" Hansen asked.
"I don't plan to explain myself."
"Your husband was much more agreeable."
"He's dead."
Though the declaration carried no emotion, a moment of silence passed.
"Are we to travel to Roskilde together?" Hansen asked.
"I'll meet you there."
"I can hardly wait."
Stephanie left Hansen's shop, and Malone followed her until she disappeared inside the Hotel d'Angleterre. He was hurt that she was intent on purchasing a book in Denmark and had not asked him to assist. Clearly, she didn't want him involved. He had not planned on attending the auction, but a familiar voice inside his head, one that had kept him alive through 12 years as a government operative, said she was going to need him.